The Cathedral Flower Festival began as a simple gift to the city, a winter project by the Cathedral Arts Project designed to bring warmth and beauty to the coldest months. But it has grown into something far more ambitious. 23 florists descend on the cathedral, transforming every shrine, every blank space into living art. The flowers themselves travel thousands of miles from Bogota and Holland.
We have 23 florists that come in and decorate a particular space, usually surrounding a piece of art. The art is their inspiration, as well as the theme of the festival. And they create the piece of work, and then it's just on display through the weekend for people to come and go and visit it.
But the flowers alone don't tell the complete story. The Cathedral Arts Project has been building a cultural ecosystem in Omaha for over four decades. Behind the cathedral sits a year-round gallery featuring local artists and a gift shop. Throughout the year, the organization hosts everything from folk dancing to Bach's birthday celebration and monthly art walks through the Joslyn Castle Creative District, one of only two such districts in Omaha. The festival itself has evolved. What once opened on a Friday now begins Thursday evening with a private patron reception, giving major sponsors and honorees the first glimpse of the transformed spaces.
The musical presentations also bring a great variety of people, culture, ages. For example, we have the Omaha Public School Mini Singers, and we have the Omaha Conservatory of Music, as well as many, many local musical artists who will be featured during the course of the 3 days.
The logistics are staggering. Hardware and props begin installation Monday evening. Major works happens Tuesday and Wednesday, and by Thursday it begins the finishing touches. And for 3 days, the cathedral feels alive. There are hourly musical performances and thousands of visitors moving through the corridors lined with the floral artistry. The Flower Festival is free to the public because it operates on a different economy, one built on Douglas County support, businesses sponsorships, and individual donors who believe in the art as a public good.
The building is full of happy people looking at beautiful things for the entire weekend. So, I mean, the whole thing is kind of a high point during the weekend.
This year's festival honors former Archbishop George Lucas, along with Michaela and John Blasek, figures who have helped sustain this vision of accessibility art. It is a reminder that cultural institutions don't simply exist. They are built by communities willing to invest in beauty and in the radical act of making art free.
It's the Cathedral Arts Project's winter project to bring spring in the midst of winter.
The 2026 Flower Festival at the Cathedral runs from January 22nd through January 25th. More information at cathedralartsproject.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.